Hey, good morning, Christy. Good morning, Andy. And good morning, Sioux Falls. We start off with a pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who was booked on a flight on 9/11 that crashed into the World Trade Center, but canceled his reservation and chartered a flight to Los Angeles instead the night before. Was it Hugh Jackman, Mark Wahlberg, or Christian Bale? Answer in just a minute. Hottest scoop of the day. Is it true that Lindsay Lohan has an attorney in London looking at what's involved in denouncing her United States citizenship and applying for a Great Britain citizenship? Also, the other day, Rihanna tweeted, "Free Palestine." Yesterday, the promoter who booked Rihanna for a concert in Israel canceled the concert. No surprise there. One more serious note. On August 7th, Oscar Pistorius will be back in court, and both sides will give their arguments to the judge. The judge will decide if Oscar is guilty of murder or not, not a jury. Consensus in South Africa, 71% say he's guilty. And in case you missed it, a couple of nights ago, Pistorius went ballistic in a bar, had to be held back from attacking a guy. The prosecution had said in the trial that he was a hothead and could lose his temper at the drop of a hat. TV News, an informal questionnaire was sent out, and here are the projected Emmy winners in the biggest categories. Best Drama, True Detective. Best Actor in a Drama, Matthew McConaughey, True Detective. Best Actress in a Drama, Robin Wright in House of Cards. Best Comedy, Big Bang Theory. Best Actor in a Comedy, Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory. Best Actress in a Comedy, Julie Louis-Dreyfus in Veep. More TV, speaking of True Detective, it is coming back. Colin Farrell will be one of the stars. Maybe Woody Harrelson will return. Matthew McConaughey definitely will not. And Chelsea Clinton says, money's not important to her. She told NBC, however, if she does return to television after having her baby, she wants a lot more than the lousy $600,000 for 6 months that they paid her last time she worked for the network. $600,000 for 6 months to be on TV? Doesn't sound bad to me.
No, not at all.
No. And the pop quiz question, who was on one of the original flights 9/11 that crashed into the World Trade Center? Is it Hugh Jackman, Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale?
Mark Wahlberg.
Hugh Jackman.
Mark Wahlberg.
How about that?
Did you guess or did you know that?
I had a feeling. I don't know. It was a guess, I suppose.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. What a good call that was.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Hey, everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Dallas. Mike Evans, see ya.